right. Anyways, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says Shabbat Shabbaton Hulachem Initem Nafsho Teichem. It's talking about Yom Kippur. You have to afflict yourself. But Shalach Chodesh Ba'erev, on the ninth of the day in the evening, I don't understand why the door keeps getting. Can somebody close that door? He says, "But Shalach Chodesh Ba'erev, Me'erev Ba'erev Tish Betu Shabbatchem." From the in the night and the evening, from evening to evening, you should observe your Sabbath. So it's difficult to understand why it mentions the ninth of the month. And there's a member from a famous member of Chazal on that. But before I do that, there's a piece that Rav Simon has in his sefer. He quotes the Noam Begadim by Rav Eliezer Levi Horowitz, and he's talking about why the Mashiach has not yet come. So he says the problem is that he quotes from the Tikkuni Zohar. It says it criticizes everybody who davens on Yom Kippur. It says Kulu Tzavchin B'Slotim B'Yom Kippur and Klavim. Everybody on Yom Kippur davens like a dog. It means like a dog, like pants, like that. So he says. So the Tikkuni Zohar. It says everybody's doing Hav Lana B'Zov Slicha V'Chapar V'Chayi. Give me. Everybody's give me. I have my wish list. Here's my wish list, Ribbono Shel Olam. Give me, I want health. I want money. I want a parnasa. I want a shidduch. I want this. I want that. But nobody ever thinks, do I want to do anything for Kvod Hashem? Am I doing anything for Kvod Hashem? Just give me. So he says, that's why the Mashiach doesn't come. So that's the way he explains the Pasuk. He says, V'initem nafsho teichem b'tshalachodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad'erev tish b'tshu shabbatchem. So he's saying, Derek Remez, that you're going to have to fast on the ninth of the month, meaning on Tishbav. In other words, get used to fasting on Tisha L'Chodesh, on the ninth of Av. That's going to be quite a while. Tishbetu Shabbatchem, because when Shabbatchem, when Yom Kippur, it's all about you, Shabbatchem, then you're going to have Tishbavs. When Yom Kippur stops being about you and starts being about the Ribbono Shel Olam, then there won't be a Tishbav. That's the way the Noam Begadim takes it. But anyway, there's a famous member of Chazal that says, v'chi p'tisha mitanin v'lo basar mitanin. Do we fast on the ninth of Tishrei? We fast on the tenth of Tishrei. Elomar l'cha kol ochel v'shota b'tshi'i, to teach us that whoever eats and drinks on the ninth of Tishrei, malav k'tuf gilu mitan atshi v'asiri. So the Torah considers it as if he fasted both days. That's the member of Chazal. So there's some issues, like Kavmirsky in his Sefer talks about, why should that be the case? Why does the Torah want us to eat on the ninth of Tishrei, which is Erev Yom HaKippurim? So there's sort of, in a large sense, two ways you could approach this. You could either say it's a Hechsher mitzvah, in some ways preparatory to Yom Kippur, and that goes both ways. So he quotes Rashi, and the Rosh explained that Achila is to be Mechazik a person, that Hashem wants us to be strong on Yom Kippur, to be able to weather the difficulty of the fast, and that's one way we could say that it's a Hechsher mitzvah. Or the other way you could say it's like the other way around, that when you eat, it's like more difficult to fast, and Hashem wants the fast to be more difficult for us, but either way, either one of those, it's a Hechsher mitzvah, it's preparatory for the fast. And that fits in well, to be machbid, it fits in well with Lashon L'Gemara, kala ochel v'shota b'tshi'i, assuming it makes it more difficult. So then the Gemara makes sense. Whoever eats and drinks on the ninth of Tishrei, kilu tzana shi vasiri. So the Torah considers if you fasted, because now it's more difficult for you. So now it's like a double whammy on Yom Kippur. So it's like you fasted 2 days. Okay, that's one derech you can go with. The other derech you could say, it's an independent mitzvah. It's not related per se to the fast on Yom Kippur. So Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva, he has a couple of hesberim, but one is that it's the simcha of Yom Kippur. In other words, Yom Kippur is also a type of yontiv. So on that yontiv, you should have a chiv suda. But the nature of Yom Kippur, I can't have the suda on Yom Kippur, so I'm going to have the suda I'm going to have on erev Yom Kippur. So that's an independent mitzvah that way. Or the other way he wants to say is like a person, he's so tied up in knots, so concerned about the kapara, having Yom Kippur, when he finally, Baruch Hashem, gets the Yom Kippur, now he can rest assured he'll get kapara. So he's very happy, he celebrates that way. Alright, so where does this leave us? So what's the nafkamina? What difference does it make? What reason we give for it? So there are a number of nafkaminas, as you may have guessed. So let's say a person is quite certain that he can fast well on Yom Kippur, even if he won't eat on Erev Yom Kippur. I know I'm a strong guy. So do I still have an obligation to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So if I say it's just preparatory, so then no, because I'm in good shape. But if I say it's an independent mitzvah, then I do have to eat. The second difference would be, let's say I know I'm not going to be fasting on Yom Kippur. Let's say a person is a chola. He knows with certainty he will not fast on Yom Kippur. He's a chola sheish bo sakana. So does he fulfill a mitzvah? Does he have a mitzvah to eat nevertheless on Erev Yom Kippur? So if I say it's a hekshar mitzvah, no, because in other words, it's just to help you prepare to do the mitzvah. So I'm not doing the mitzvah fasting, I don't have the mitzvah eating. But if I say it's an independent mitzvah, then I do have that mitzvah. But then the big chelik is, are women obligated on eating on the ninth of Tishrei? Are they obligated to eat on the ninth of Tishrei? So if we say it's connected to the inui on Yom Kippur, so then they're obligated to have the inui on Yom Kippur, so they'd be obligated. But if it's an independent mitzvah, so then it's a mitzvah ban grama, and then they're off the hook. They're not obligated with it. This came up with a tshuva with Rabbi Akiva Eger. There was a young woman, she eating harmed her or someone, whatever her situation is. She was living off of medicine, and it was very difficult for her to eat. But she wanted to force herself to eat on Erev Yom Kippur because she was like, you know, very mislahev. She was very eager and very eager to mitzvot. And so they sent a shayla to Rabbi Akiva Eger, and Rabbi Akiva Eger sends back to them. He says to inform them, and he gives them the whole protocol. He says, bring the shamash. They said, I don't know if she's going to listen. He said, bring one or two shamashes with you and go and inform her in my name that she should not eat on Erev Yom Kippur any more than she has to do. Now there's one question. There's one question whether this is a chiyuv d'oraisa or not to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So one question is, if there's a chiyuv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so why is there not a bracha? I should make a bracha every time I eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why don't I have a bracha there? So the Stei Chemed says that they weren't mitakin a birchas a mitzvah only on something which is nikar, that he's doing it because of the mitzvah. In other words, let's say I have matzah and maror on Lel Pesach. So that's very clear. I don't go around eating matzah and maror normally. So then they're mitakin a bracha. But to eat regular food, I eat regular food 365 days a year. So they're not mitakin something which is like a garden variety, like the same conduct that I do all the time. They're not mitakin a bracha for that. Well, that's a $64,000 question. Is it hechsher mitzvah or not? That would be tilui with that. All right. Now, is there an obligation to eat bread on Erev Yom Kippur? If I say there's a chiyuv to have a suda, so is there a chiyuv to have pot? You could see it might be tilui with the chakira that we said. If we said according to the spara that it's the suda, like I'm supposed to celebrate on Erev Yom Kippur, then that's really the suda's yantiv, then you'd expect to be a pot. If on the other hand it's just to help me, brace me for the fast, maybe even without bread we work out. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that there's no chiyuv to have pot. In other words, only in Shabbos Niyot have you a pot. Just the mitzvah is what, you know, gets you along. And the Magen Avraham also says that by Hilchos Megillah by Purim. Same question, when I have a mitzvah of Suda on Purim, what do I have to have pot or not? Obviously, bread is always preferable, but there are poskim who say you don't have to have bread. All right, I think we basically covered the points here with the suit on Erev Yom Kippur. Anyway, I wish everybody a Gemara Chatima Tova. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? And it should be a good year for everyone and all of Klal Yisrael. Pretty cool.